Hey there, hey there. Those tuning in now or later with either the live stream or just the regular podcast audio. So, for those who've been wondering what my absence was about, well, hopefully you guys can actually hear me with this awkward setup currently. But been very, very ill and wasn't able to speak very well for almost a full month, so it kind of feels rather nice to be able to talk, yet at the same time, it does give me a lot of time to be in silence instead of, constantly speaking. So for now, for those that are just listening to the podcast version, what I'm doing, I'm just continuing on my painting here and just have a little chat with you guys while you're doing it. Hit two birds with one stone since I've been aiming to get back in the painting again. So I'll be doing that. And I guess like, in a weird way, it just goes back in that topic of, why exactly am I painting this, and what's the meaning behind it? What's the meaning behind anything? Which goes that age-old question of what is the meaning of life? And it's something I've been pondering for quite a while. It's the very reason we do a lot of the things we do with. Maybe joining a religious group, maybe if you're not religious, just trying to find some role for yourself, or even think that there is no point to it and just live to live it. And that was something that I believe Alan Watts questioned, because I was watching. Well, more like listening to his lectures sometimes, and he proposed the I recall saying mentioning maybe the meaning of life is to, just live it and to not focus so much on, feeling like that if you're that there must absolutely must be a purpose, and if I don't do it within my lifetime or this or that, then it's going to be something very horrible and traumatic, and you get and in an ironic sense, you get stuck in that mindset of what if this or that instead of just actually doing it, and that's assuming that it really is what you want to do. And that is your goal, your outcome, your purpose. But then comes the questioning of yourself with, well, what if what I thought was my meaning, my purpose in life, that maybe what if I'm wrong? And we become very bullheaded into thinking it must be this and just do whatever means possible to make sure it actually is. To the detriment of others trying to find their own. And then there's some that have their own ideas since I've been also reading one of Yogananda's books, and he describes, our purpose being to find God in our daily lives. And that's an interesting thought, but so then, what's the meaning of life for me then? After all this reading and all this pondering and the addiction to thinking of there needs to be a right answer to this, or else what's the point? But for me, I just think of it as more of a something we need to find out on our own, like our own individual quest and decide for ourselves. Maybe looking, some sort of injustice or whatever brings us that, gives something rising out of us deep within that we never thought of before. And that maybe our purpose is just to leave things a little bit better than they were when we arrived. Or that maybe there's possibly more to life than just a single task. Maybe it's multiple that is ever evolving. And this is just something you have to, again, this is just something you just have to figure out on your own terms. So for me, well, I guess you could say it's more of a messy why. As they say, we always think of what's our why, and automatically we think it must be just this one thing. When I recall somebody I've listened to named Paul Blanchard said that we tend to have more of a messy why than a really specific why. Some of it a little bit on the selfish side, which there's nothing wrong with that necessarily, but it tends to be a multitude of things, and I'm just waiting for the paint to dry here with this painting, which a little bit of inspiration from the Hindu side of things, but and for me, it's a multitude of things, but part of it for me at the very least is not only just understanding my place in this world early on, since I felt rather isolating, where, as I described before, that it could feel like I'm some sort of alien on this planet instead of a human citizen, just because I'm on the autism spectrum. But that could be the ultimate of, our meaning of life is to. That's something that I end up finding for myself, which is self-realization of just maybe that's just the ultimate quest, ultimately, is just figuring out who we are and to not automatically think that it's oh, I'm just this label or that label. Maybe it's something that's so much more deeper that it can get so frightening in the same way that we look at an ocean and then we stare at the seemingly endless depths that really terrifies us in the primal level, so we stick to surface level answers. But I think there's just something a bit more. I just see it as more deeper in that, and discovering more of ourselves and more of the absolute depths of us that are much bigger than one would really want to realize, and that maybe our assumptions early on of what we think it is may not necessarily be, and we should be fine with that, because that means it's more for discovery. It's more that we can learn about ourselves, and then we eventually get to a point where we start looking past the not only the labels but the looks and the attitudes, and even beyond, possibly even beyond just simply seeing us as people that are separate from this universe and nature. And just, I guess you could just sum it up as saying simply beyond. And this is, and even when you get to that conclusion, there's always somewhere that you could look further into. Although at the same time, you have to be careful because, that old saying of if you look far enough into the dark abyss, the dark abyss stares right back at you. So a little bit of caution necessary, but at the same time, it's just something that we just find ourselves constantly striving for. So with these solo episodes, I plan on making them a bit more shorter than the typical episode, maybe 15 to 30 minutes. At this point, I'm just going for the 15 minute mark because I've been dealing with a little bit of technical difficulties, which this episode was originally going to go live on my birthday, but you know, I needed a few things and just wanted to, I ended up figuring out later that I just wanted to kick it back and really just continuing exploring that aspect of that age-old question that humanity has been on since we've become self-aware of it, of who am I? And that just links into that question of what is the meaning of our lives? What is our meaning? Is there some grander purpose, a grander scheme of things that we are absolutely important? Or is it, excuse me, or is it, oh, hold on. Yeah, I just need to, something just activated with the voice chat. So, and I'm just waiting for this to dry a bit. But well, I'm losing my train of thought, but yeah, we tend to either think it's either some very important mission or we consider ourselves so important that we tend to get a little bit carried away with thinking that we are so much bigger than everyone else's meaning to their lives to an arrogant degree. And then there's the flip side of it where we think that everything is absolute purposeless, chaotic anarchy kind of thing, where in my own view, I think kind of like the middle way of it, it's almost like we are just part of this infinitely complex machine where we are all the little gears in the grand scheme of things that, yeah, eventually our gear is eventually going to wear out, but at the same time, for whatever the machine is doing, we could also just be replaced by another gear that can fill the spot, but not exactly in the same way, more of whatever is important at the moment, that everything is just a coherent ecosystem when nothing is absolutely separate and everything is just flowing, I guess you could say, a constant flow, a constant flux. So that's just what's coming up to me at the moment of recording this episode. So I don't know. Maybe you would like to share your thoughts in the comments of what do you believe your meaning is from your own perspective? And maybe when you give that answer, try to dig a little bit deeper into it and to see that maybe there's much more to it than that. And to always keep on searching and never just simply settle. So anyway, this is a pretty short episode, but you know what? It's very late at night here and I have to wake up early in the morning. So for those listening to the replay, you know, thank you so much for the support here. And I need to work on this setup for the remaining episodes for the rest of this month. I'm just going to do solo and, you know, just share my thoughts and just get back into the groove of things, of being more comfortable being in front of a mic and a camera, because I tend to be a little bit more private. I know it doesn't seem much on as much on social media at times, but well, technically lately I have been a little bit in the hiding mode, but this takes great steps, just like finding your own purpose takes steps, and it isn't just a plain instant one answer. It's something you just have to delve into and continually evolve and grow, and just to look forward to the possibilities. So anyway, thank you guys for joining. This is Christopher D. Kasten, the host of Through Autistic Eyes podcast and videocast, and I will catch you later for next week. So take care.